If daily life for you and your kids sounds more like this.
Here's the forecast for today.
Then this. It could be taking a toll on your health. I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and today we're discussing the benefits of unplugging and getting back to nature. Recent studies have shown that people between the age of 8 and 18 years old spend an average of 7.5 hours on electronic media every day. With all the gadgets, screens, and other devices, some fear that we're engineering a generation of kids who've forgotten what it means to be outside, and that does not bode well for our health.
We tend to be more sedentary, and, you know, that connection with nature is severed.
I recently sat down with Lisa Connolly of the Department of Sociology at the University of Kentucky and discussed with her this nature deficit disorder that is adversely affecting our health.
People who have more exposure to the outdoors, whether they're just going out on their lunch break or maybe a 15-minute like break during the workday, they experience less stress. And as people increasingly see these benefits of reconnecting with nature, taking a walk, even if it's just for 5 minutes, going for a run, or as you're walking, you know, like just put the phone away and stop texting for a little bit and actually look around you. And that actually has a lot of healing properties for people.
And when we're talking about being out in nature, it doesn't mean that you have to go for a long hike in the forest. We're talking about getting outside, even if it's just walking or sitting under a shade tree downtown.
There are these electrochemical changes in the brain that lead people to enter a highly beneficial state of what they call effortless attention. And so when you're reading a book, that's a very focused attention. And if you're tired, you tend to, you know, lose your train of thought. Or if you're distracted, you know, it's hard to read a book. But this idea of an effortless attention is something that is a very kind of primal thing. And so anytime you're, you know, working at a computer or you're sitting outside and you hear, you know, a ding or a buzz or something, you know, that's that effortless attention gets focused on that.
Lisa has woven these principles into classes she teaches here at UK about our basic need for nature. You mentioned earlier about the first part being a reflective exercise on how we grew up, that mm-hmm. sort of thing. What other aspects are there to this exercise?
So the first one is about, you know, your memories and recollections of nature. The second reflection I ask the students to do is a daily tally of all the technology that they use. So their computer, their phone, their texting, their phone calls, all of that. And students are consistently shocked at how much that they use. And a third reflection that was kind of shocking for them too is about tracing their food and seeing where their food comes from. And then the fourth topic reflection is them kind of sociologically thinking about what's going to happen in the future and what their predictions are and what they want to see and sort of, you know, if they had to create some sort of way to get children to engage with the natural world more, what would that look like?
When you consider the fact that study after study has confirmed that the gadgets and devices designed to make our lives easier are often contributing to our stress, there's a low-tech, healthy solution for making things better. And it turns out it's free and right outside your door. With Health News You Can Use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical information to the community. You can hear some of his past interviews at wuky.org.